Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9. Respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911 on the Tivit 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and around.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, high freight, 401 is a route.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another live edition of the Private Officer Radio. We're just so happy to be on the air tonight with you. I'm your host, Rick McCann. And we have a lot of things going on. I know that's probably a shock, but we really do have just a ton of stuff going on. Some new exciting information to pass along tonight, but we have just a really busy day here in the office. You kind of caught me actually snacking on some homemade Italian bread with some delicious garlic butter topping and a little Starbucks Java here to, honestly, to restart me. I've had a long couple of days. But it's always good to be on the air with all of our friends and members. And we just really enjoy being able to bring you this medium of information and news and training, and so we're glad to be here with you tonight. Of course, we do want to welcome all of our new listeners and also all of our new members in countries like Indonesia. Several new members also in Germany. We've had some members there for quite some time. New member in Ireland. We've had some members there for quite some time. But you know, one of the things that we've mentioned before about having an international association, and one of the reasons why in our newsletters you can now find weekly updates about international security news as well, one of the things that we found is really everything that happens in the U.S., issues with not getting paid, not being respected, you know, being involved in dangerous situations. Everything that you experience here in the U.S., they experience in other countries. And so we do have quite a following in countries, quite surprising to me, some of those countries where they are listeners of the radio show and followers of our website, our news. But they're taking away as much as we're taking away from our exchange of information, and they do communicate via email. And so I just want to welcome all of them aboard. And, of course, anything that we can do to assist you in your career and your safety, we'll be glad to do that. Just keep us apprised and open that, you know, continue that open line of communication. We have some exciting news that we're going to be announcing tonight as well. We have actually a brand new service I'm going to tell you a little bit about tonight. And then we're going to have a recorded CD online that you'll be able to listen to coming up in about a week. And we're also going to tell you about some hot breaking news and some other great stuff happening. So we've got a pretty full schedule. In fact, I'm looking at two different schedules. We'll also be talking two different schedules of what I have to talk about tonight, by the way. Somebody handed me one, and I wrote one, and I've got one on the computer, and wow. I'm not sure I'll be able to fit this all in, but we're going to try. We're also going to go over a little bit about the survey that we recently sent out on the news and some interesting comments. We'll try to clear up some confusion and answer some questions here in the first half hour of the show. And we're also going to be talking about later on in the show, In Their Eyes, ethics, and what do people see when they look at us, when they look at our profession, when they look at us individually. And we'll also be talking a little bit about some jobs that we have available. So a lot to talk about, a lot going on. I do want to very quickly let you know that there was some extreme injuries. We had more than 10 security officers shot over the weekend. 10! And the weekend statistics are not yet completely in. Usually the news from the weekend kind of trickles in through Monday, Tuesday, and even sometimes into Wednesday before all of that can be calculated. Sometimes the news media and the press releases from the public information officers don't get released until Tuesday or Wednesday, and sometimes even later. But right now, 10 security officers shot. And we also had 6 stabbings in the last 5 days of security officers. But let me tell you, it's not surprising to me, but it is alarming. 90% of the security officers shot this weekend were in nightclubs and bars. You know, we've said many times that alcohol, firearms, and people out drinking too much just doesn't mix. And here's proof in the pudding again. You know, 9 out of 10 of the security officers shot were employed either by or at a business serving alcohol, a nightclub, a strip joint, a bar. It's just not a good mix. And it was across the board from one side of the U.S. across the coast, up and down, every which way, every direction. And actually, this is the third weekend where multiple security officers working the nightclub scene have been shot. The other thing that is enlightening that you may want to know is that we call this the high danger time, and that's between on the weekend. That's between the hours of midnight and 4 a.m. Every person shot in the nightclub this weekend was shot between those hours, midnight and 4 a.m. There's an old saying, nothing good happens after midnight. Nothing good happens after midnight. When I was a street cop, when I was on the road, I worked the midnight shift. I loved that shift. In fact, for many years, I worked what was called the power shift, 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. Between 8 p.m. and midnight, we had a lot of routine calls, domestics, loud music, disturbance, traffic, calls, traffic stops. But after midnight, only two types of people generally are on the road, the good and the bad, the crooks and the cops. And between midnight and 4 a.m. on Friday and Saturday night is when most security officers get shot on the weekend. So if you work for an agency, deploy security officers to nightclubs, and you only do those jobs on the weekend, you might want to really consider the liability aspect. Is it really worth it? Because you're not making that much money, first of all. When it's all said and done and you pay your employees, pay your taxes and so forth, you know, there's not a lot of return on your investment, and the risk, I think the risk outweighs the rewards, the financial gain. So that's something that you really need to consider and think about. Midnight to 4 a.m., the danger zone. We're also seeing a lot of loss prevention and retail security officers being injured. We've mentioned this quite a bit over the last 5 or 6 months. But that continues to be really prevalent across the country. In fact, one of the loss prevention magazines picked up on the fact last week that there were a lot of armed confrontations between LP agents. You know, when I was a LP agent, I worked it for many years as a, you know, part-time job and a full-time job. It was my moonlighting job and my days off. And I've also worked it full-time, and I've been a regional district security manager, LP manager, and you know, once or twice a year we had an armed confrontation in our stores. Now it's once or twice a week, and in some locations even more than that. So another very high risk job, because every time you stop a shoplifter, it's very much like you're making an arrest. They know they're going to get arrested 9 times out of 10, and they just don't want to go. There's a lot of news, and you know, one of the things that I really want to emphasize before I get off the news segment, really, is that it's important that you get our newsletters, get our breaking news, stay on top of our blogs, stay on top of as much industry-related information as you possibly can. It's very, very important that you familiarize yourself with what's happening out there. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not occurring in your backyard. The other fact is, the more information that you know, the more that you read, the more that you're aware, the better it is that you're going to be prepared, the better that it is that you're going to be informed of trends and things happening in the industry and things possibly even happening in your own yard. So if you're not signed up to the newsletters now, you definitely want to be. They are free. Go to our website at privateofficer.com and do that today. All right, very quickly talking about news, we did send out a news survey, and we try to do that about once a year. And of course, we always get some very interesting comments. I'm happy to say that about 66% of the people who are current subscribers responded to the survey. We also had some non-subscribers to our newsletters and breaking news also respond to the survey. I'm not sure how they could possibly accurately fill out the information since they don't receive the newsletters and don't participate in that service that we provide, but they found out about the survey through our emails and whatnot, and they decided to participate even though they don't read our newsletters or breaking news. But anyways, the survey, I'm really happy to say that 96% of the people said that they love the newsletters and the breaking news that's sent out whenever something important happens. Only 4% was a little negative on it. The questions also asked about what format would you like to see. 56% said they would like to see the newsletter, but they would also like to see the radio broadcast of the news every day like we used to do. A couple of years ago, we used to, every morning, first thing in the morning, we used to put out the breaking news, all the important stuff, 15 to 20 minutes, and people would, they would really just listen to it on the way into work. They would listen to it on their phones at work. And, you know, more than half of you that responded said you'd like to see that again. Others, more than 66% of people said that they would like to see the new TV show that we're putting together. So that was very interesting. A few complaints always about too many emails, too many alerts and so forth. So we kind of went back for 6 months and we checked the number of emails sent out for the last 6 months. It averaged out to 39.6 emails per month, so a little bit more than one a day. I can tell you, I subscribe to a number of newsletters. I get them on a daily basis, 7 days a week from many of those companies. And I subscribe to many of my local TV stations and newspapers. And they are sending out breaking news 3 or 4 times a day. Car accidents, train wrecks, this and that and the other thing. So I don't think that 39 emails a month is that many. Now, we checked with the last 90 days. And actually, it looked like in August, we sent out just 27 emails. 11 were newsletters, 6 were breaking news, and 10 were information and sales material. In September, we sent out 33 emails, 7 were newsletters, 14 news alerts, and 12 miscellaneous, including some sale information. So it doesn't really look like we're sending out that many. Maybe if you're not a big news person, to you it might be more than you would like. But as we have said before, there really is no easy way to please everyone. And unfortunately, we can only please the majority of the people. And I think so far we're doing a pretty good job. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that in just a moment when we come back from this first break.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, 1 in 6 children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because 1 in 6 children in poverty is 1 too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign.
Welcome back to the Private Officer Beat Radio. We were saying that in August we sent out a total of 27 emails, less than one a day. September, a total of 33 emails, again, just at one a day. And in October, we sent out 56 emails, including 13 newsletters, 26 breaking news alerts, and the rest was informational and advertising. So the average, just about 39 emails a month, just a little over one a day, some days more, some days less. We have no control over what the news is going to bring. We don't know if we're going to have a lot of news to dispatch out or if it's going to be a quiet day. We always hope for a quiet day because that means nobody's hurt, nobody's killed, and nobody got robbed. But we don't control, obviously, you know, what happens. The majority of our followers, members, association members, and those who get the newsletters, they want the news. And like I said a moment ago before going to break, we have to try to please the majority. And so we also get a little flack from time to time because we also dispatch the news out sometimes, the important stuff. On our forums, we do a general dispatch, and that's because some of our forum users are not signed up to the newsletters. And when a security officer is killed or something of that nature, we want everyone, as many people as possible, to know what's going on, especially if it affects their community and their area. So that, you know, I think that we're reasonable in what we do. We've had a little flack about something else that I want to talk about just very briefly, because, you know, chances are good that the person who wrote these things, or the couple of people that wrote these things, aren't even listening to the radio show, because many times people say things without really being invested or knowing. And so, unfortunately, when you send out a survey and you ask members and people to answer specific questions and cover certain areas, you know, more times than not, we get people that also include other areas that weren't even included in the survey. So we had a couple of comments, and I do want to bridge the gap and cover it tonight. Unfortunately, it really took me back. It kind of, and it did really irk me, to put it nicely. We had two people who commented on the emails where we were fundraising during the memorial service in September, the late part of August, the month of September. One comment said that he didn't donate because we used the money for vacation, and that we should cancel the memorial ride because it's really just a vacation for POI management at the expense of other people's donations. Another person wrote that the memorial ride was not worth getting all these emails for, that it wasn't beneficial to him because we didn't go to his state. Let me address the first comment very quickly. First of all, several of our members are aware of the cost involved in taking these memorial rides and putting them together. Just going down the street a couple of hours cost us about $150 in gas, hotel expense if we stay overnight, food. That doesn't include our salaries. If you are going out of town on business, your company is probably going to pay you your salary, going to pay you your wages, and cover your expenses. Well, when we have a business, an association, and we're doing something, we're not getting paid for that, number one. Number two, the expenses that we actually came out of pocket far exceeded the money that we took in through donations. So that comment not only was unjustified and unfounded, I just have to tell you, it was ignorant. It was someone who spoke without knowing what they were saying, not knowing the facts. And unfortunately, the survey didn't include the person's name or email address. But if you are listening to the radio show, I really encourage you to call me direct. My phone number is plastered all over the website, all over my emails, and I'll give it to you now, 704-953-5576. Call me, and I'll gladly show you the books of what our expenses are for the memorial rides. They are not cheap. They are not vacation time. We take this very serious, and we're the only security or public safety or non-law enforcement association in the world sponsors any type of memorial service and who has any type of benevolent program. There are other associations out there larger, and there are some website and Facebook groups who claim to be better at benevolent service, but they don't offer a dang thing, to be honest with you. We're out there putting our time, our money, and our efforts into bringing benevolent services and memorial services to the communities, to educate the public and law enforcement, as we have done across many communities in the last 4.5 years that we've done the memorial ride and 10 years that we've had the association. So I just want to let you know you don't know what you're talking about, but please feel free to call me so I can set you straight on the money facts. This year, we spent thousands of dollars above and beyond what was donated. Unfortunately, we're not able to reach all of the areas that we want to go to because we don't have a major sponsor yet. We are looking for that for this coming year. But the money donated for the memorial ride, let me tell you, went for that purpose, and we did not have a vacation. Not even close to a vacation. In fact, every moment that I'm out of the office or I'm tied up someplace else besides the business, I'm losing money because I'm not able to talk to people. I'm not able to get out and train people where I make my money. I'm not able to be at the office and manage the company. So, yeah, I don't think that was a great comment. I think that was uneducated. And same thing for the second comment, who said that the memorial service was a waste because it didn't accomplish anything. Obviously, you never participated in a memorial service. You haven't been involved in POI at all. You know, you don't know the facts, but feel free to call me also, and I'll be happy to set you straight as well and give you the facts. One of the other things I want to touch on very briefly that was also stated in the comments of the survey, which, again, it had nothing to do with the questions that were on the survey, but people took it as an opportunity to submit feedback, and we're happy for the feedback as long as it's true, honest, and informed feedback. Someone else commented that the association is all about money. And several of our longtime members and associates and friends can tell you that if it was not for other businesses that were involved in, the association would have been closed a long time ago. So, yes, we do make money. We are a business. We do have to charge for our services, our products, and our training. But comparatively, we don't bring in the money that we could if we were geared toward the upper echelon of the security industry, such as ASIS, the American Society for Industrial Security. Their memberships are $200 plus, $200 per year or more. Their training is hundreds and thousands. So we're a business, and we're not ashamed to operate as a business. We have a budget. We have financial responsibilities. We have payroll. We have every expense that any business would have. But we are reasonable. We offer superior service, superior products, superior training, and membership benefit and support that no other organization or association offers any place, not only in the U.S. but in the world. We've heard that time and time again from members outside of the U.S. and inside as well. So that's what I'm going to say about that. But feel free to email me at rickm@privateofficer.com or call me at 704-953-5576. Someone's calling my phone right now. Can you believe it? That's all I'm going to say about that. But, you know, it's discouraging sometimes when you hear back from people who probably aren't even involved, probably not even a member. And if they are, they're not involved in the association, because if they were, they would know everything that's going on, all of the good stuff happening across our company, across the country, the things that we do for people. They just don't, they don't know, and they don't get it. All right, it's we've spent half of the program already talking about that stuff, and it's time to move on. But feel free to email me or call me if you need any further information. Tonight, I would like to congratulate two longtime members of Private Officer International for being voted today to receive the 2014 Founders Award. The Founders Award was started 4.5 years ago to recognize the member of Private Officer International who went above and beyond to assist in getting the name of POI out there and helping to establish us in their area. The Founders Award was really a way for us to recognize the person or persons who exemplified what the organization is all about. So tonight, after a voting of the board members, We are pleased to announce that for the first time in the 4.5 years that we've been doing this, we actually are awarding two people the Founders Award for 2014, Mr. Dan Sinise and Mr. Alan Shaw, both of Connecticut, co-owners of Sound Training LLC, both longtime, lifetime members of the association. Earlier this year, I had the pleasure of meeting them for the first time after talking to them for about 4 or 5, 6 years. Dan actually has been with the association probably for about 7 years, if I'm not mistaken, maybe even longer, maybe since it began, but a long time. And we just got together this year, earlier in September, when we had the two-day training summit in Stamford, Connecticut, held at the Bridgeport University. That was quite a success because of the effort that these two guys put into that event. They went around the clock and around the country, basically. They really put out the information, and they worked this thing. I'll tell you, it just amazed me, the amount of work that was put into it, because they both have full-time jobs, and they own a company, and they have family. And I don't know when they slept, but evidently not too much. But we really appreciate their efforts, and deservingly, they were voted in today by the Board of Directors as the 2014 Founders Award recipients. And so I don't have a clap track. Wow, what a night. I don't have a clap track here, and my sidekick is not here tonight. So, yeah, great job, guys. They will be awarded a plaque and a dinner, and also Mike Thornhill, the president of the Nashville POI chapter, sends his congratulations. And usually it's been a practice that the new award recipients are given a steak dinner from the prior recipient. And this year we have two steak dinners going out to Alan and to Dan, and I'll be delivering that in person coming up soon, along with the plaque. So again, congratulations, great job. POI has a number of awards that we sponsor throughout the year. We have a number of recognition programs, and if you're a member of POI and you haven't taken advantage of it, you know, feel free. As a member, you get a free award automatically every year. You can also nominate yourself and your coworker. We also have a number of other programs that you can be involved in. We're going to talk a little bit about the virtual conference, about some great new things happening coming up right after this message.
We spend lots of time online. We text, we comment, we share. It's a big part of our lives. But communicating with someone online is just like talking to them in real life. Everyone appreciates politeness, and no one likes it when people make fun, spread gossip, rumors, or lies. The fact is, some people do try to hurt others online. It's called cyberbullying, and it's a lose-lose situation. It makes the person being harassed feel bad, and it makes the bully look bad. It might lead to trouble with school authorities or even the police. If someone's harassing you online, it's important not to respond. That's because bullies are looking for a reaction. Block them if you can. Ignore them if you can't. If it continues, save the evidence and ask an adult for help. And don't be afraid to stand up for yourself or to stand up for someone else being cyberbullied. This behavior usually stops pretty quickly when someone speaks up. And when you're communicating online, remember to treat people the way you'd like to be treated. Know how to handle yourself.
They say if you want a wish to come true, never tell anyone. But there is one wish that can make the difference between life and death. And this wish can only come true if you tell someone. Please let your family know you want to be an organ donor.
To the Private Officer Beat. You know, that cyberbullying PSA, public service announcement, is geared toward children. Unfortunately, we've left it on, you know, because there are many adults who are also victims or culprits in cyberbullying. It's actually one of the top cyber crimes in the country right now and across the nation. In fact, I just read something on Twitter earlier today, something about India. 30% of students, I believe it said, was bullied on the internet. So it's a problem for students, for teens, and for adults. Don't do it. Also, if you are not an organ donor, I really want to encourage you to sign up to be an organ donor. It's painless. Really, it's painless. I mean, you'll never know the good that you can do. And you can donate any part or all of your body. And I strongly recommend that you do that. Some folks think that it's, you know, I don't know. Some people don't do it. They don't. They just can't fathom being cut on or having things extracted. But you're dead. You're not going to know about it, but you're going to do a lot of good. So give it some thought, folks. Have you or have you not signed up for the virtual conference online? The 2014 virtual conference will be kicked off this Thursday through Sunday. We really haven't had that many people sign up, a lot less than we expected, a lot less than I expected anyway. So if you haven't enrolled, you will need to do that because you'll be sent a password and a link to get in to that area. So be sure to sign up at privateofficer.com. It's free of charge. The virtual conference will include some online classes, some door prizes, and a lot of good stuff happening. It's very unique. Other associations and groups have done it. I've been part of them, and I thought it was a good experience. So once you sign up, you'll have access 24 hours a day. You'll be able to go back and listen to the training during the course of the conference as many times as you want. So tell your friends. It's free to anyone who signs up or registers to be part of it. I also want to mention the Private Officer Lapel Pin. We had this before, and everyone wanted them. And when we ordered the lapel pins, nobody wanted them. Once we got them, we couldn't sell them. So for a number of years, we went without them. We've just, on Friday, ordered some new lapel pins with the new POI logo. It's very vibrant and bright. It is hard enamel, so it's going to last a long time. It looks classy. $15. You can't go wrong. Order 5 or 6 or maybe 10 or 20. We have to sell them, guys. We ordered a lot because it's very expensive to order. You have to order a large quantity. They have to have, a large quantity in order to get a decent price. And, of course, they have to have a mold for our particular pin and logo and so forth. So it's a big cost, a big project. So go to our website at privateofficer.com. Order some for your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Hey, $15, order 5 or 6. I mean, really, Christmas is coming up soon. We're going to be talking in just a moment about In Their Eyes, the ethics. What do people see when they look at you, when they look at our profession? But I also want to very quickly tell you about a brand new, exciting service that we will be offering by the end of the year, beginning of 2015. Something that we have worked on for quite some time, and we've delayed doing this because we didn't want to jump on the bandwagon and make it look like we were trying to take advantage of the situation. But we are spinning off something that we've been doing for the last 5 or 6 years at least, and that is school security training, school security consulting resources. So we are spinning off a brand new company called the School Security Resource Network, SSRN, School Security Resource Network. The website address is going to be SchoolSecurityResourceNetwork.org. This is going to be an association or a network of schools and educators, law enforcement, and security, along with other entities that provide some level of service to the school systems. This will include both private and public schools, both large systems as well as one school. There are many charter schools and privately owned schools such as Armor that only has one or two or three campuses. They will include both grade schools, high schools, as well as secondary post-education such as colleges, technical schools, every imaginable type of school, church schools, parochial schools will be included in the network. Now, I don't really have the time tonight to go through all of the services that we're going to be offering through the School Security Resource Network, but I can tell you that there's a slew of services, training, online access to a informational board, newsletters, conference calls, just a whole bunch of good stuff for educators as well as school resource officers and protectors and so forth. There are already law enforcement security associations, and there are one or two school security associations for non-sworn officers, but they're just associations. We are bringing under an umbrella system a ton of resources, training, products, services, consulting, planning, certification, accreditation, all under this program. Like I said a moment ago, we've actually been providing many of these services already. We have in our association planners, emergency planners, instructors, people that work with schools throughout the country. I train schools both on the high school and college level, school resource officers, school campus security officers, educators, consult with them, do emergency planning. So we have a lot of these things already happening, but we're going to bring them under one umbrella called the School Security Resource Network. Now, next week, we'll talk a little bit more about what this means for you, but if you're a trainer, an instructor, you have a consulting business, or you can supply any type of service that we're going to be offering, then we're going to have an opportunity for you to be involved and to network and make some money from the services that you provide through our network. But we'll be talking more about that in the upcoming weeks, and we'll release additional information before the end of the year. But again, School Security Resource Network. We will also be hiring marketing people in every state, and this is going to be a blessing to many schools. And it will bring so many different resources under one umbrella, on one website, under one group. Because like I said, these services are available individually, but there's no one place to go. I was explaining to one of my members last week, the thing about POI and Armor College and now the School Security Resource Network, we bring all of the similar services and products and everything associated under one roof, under one umbrella, because we find by providing a lot of similar services and products, it really is better for the consumer, for the business, and for us. So remember that name, School Security Resource Network, SSRN. You'll be hearing a lot more about that in the upcoming days. I wanted to tell you also, if you are a member of the advisory board for POI, we'll be meeting this Thursday at 6 p.m. via conference call. You'll be getting an email sent out tomorrow, Tuesday, so you'll have that alert. We'll be announcing some new members of our advisory board and also our legislative committee and chaplain committee coming up. We'll send out an email sometime this week, I'm sure. And we just have a lot going on. We are rapidly growing. I want to tell you also that we are looking for a full-time All right, I guess we'll try this one more time. It looks like we've been disconnected a few times. We are also recruiting for a product fulfillment manager. You can work from home any place in the country. This position is to source products that we have, some training material, as well as logo items on a number of venues, including our website, several websites, eBay, and a number of other internet-based sales locations. You'll also be in charge of inventory and a number of other items. Go to our website at privateofficer.com, click on the careers, and there'll be some more information there. You can also send your resume to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Very quickly tonight, I guess before I get disconnected again, I don't know what's going on. We don't have any storms in the area, but, you know, when you have an internet-based radio show, these things do happen. We're going to be talking for just a moment about In Their Eyes. In Their Eyes. What do they see when they look at you? What do they see when they look at the security industry? What do people conjure up when they think about us? What do people see? What is their perception? What is our perception, really? Is our perception really any different than others? When we think about private security today, when we think about our very own industry that we're working in, I mean, many times I have read on social media sites security officers really bad-mouthing and talking down about the security industry, and yet they have been working in it for years. That's how they make their living. That's how they pay their bills. How can you expect the general public to think better of you, to think better of the security industry, when they look on Facebook and they see you and your little group talking about, you know, all the negatives about the security industry? How about talking about the positives, the training advancements, the career options, the vast, I mean, the security industry itself has a vast array of opportunities. It's not anyone's fault if you don't take advantage of that. It's not anyone's fault if you don't climb up the ladder. So really, when you're negative about anything, how can you think that people around you are going to be positive? What do people see? What do they hear? What do they think? When people look at you, what is their first response? What's their first thought? If our demeanor is cocky, disrespectful, you know, if the way that we walk, talk, act is anything less than professional, then the vibe that people pick up and the thoughts that people have when they look at you, when they think about our security industry, is not going to be too positive. Just like any other industry, if I walk into a chain restaurant and I get bad service, bad food, bad customer service, the place is filthy, things are out of line, what is my first impression going to be? How am I going to think about the company overall? Maybe it's just a bad experience at one location, but am I going to look at it like it's just that location, or am I going to look at it that it's the whole company, the whole business, everyone involved in the business, everyone who's employed with the business? That's what happens when people interact with you on the job. When they look at your uniform, are they seeing a professional officer? Are they seeing someone with authority? Are they seeing someone who is well-groomed? Or are they looking at someone who is just another wannabe? Are they looking at someone who just rolled out of bed and threw on something old and dirty to get to work? No matter what profession that you're in, you set the tone. The moment that people look at you, the moment that you come onto the scene, what you portray immediately, you don't have to say a word.
You don't have to say one thing. But when you walk into a situation, when you walk into a room, when you walk into a building, when you answer the phone, what you do next will set the tone, not only about that incident, not only about how things are going to go down, but about how people see you in their eyes. If they don't see you as a professional, they're not going to respect you as a professional. If you don't see you as a professional and you dress sloppy and you act sloppy and you talk like you're from the hood, you talk like you're from the streets, every other word's a cuss word, every other word is F this and F that, and you're on the job, how can you expect the public to think different of you? A while back, a number of years ago actually, I had a large security contract with a retailer. And it was a large contract, multiple locations. And I told my people, I do not want you smoking out in front of the business. There is a smoke area to the back. Yes, you have to walk outside. You've got to walk around the back. It's a couple of steps. But do not smoke in front of the buildings, period. Because when you smoke in front of the building in uniform, it doesn't look professional. You look sloppy. You're not paying attention to what's happening around you anyways. And it doesn't set a good tone for the customers or the employees. And it just didn't look good. Didn't look professional. But of course, people did it anyways. Employees disobeyed policy. They didn't care how they looked. They didn't care that the cigarette smoke blew all over in front of customers walking in. They didn't care that they looked sloppy with cigarettes hanging out of their mouth in front of the business. In their eyes, it was all good. It was all cool. But let me tell you, what you do, how you act, what you say, not only reflects on you as the individual, but on your profession, your company, your employer. And if you are self-employed, God help you. God help your business if you are anything less than professional in every aspect of your business, because people do not forget. They're not going to remember that a couple of days down the road. Yes, they will. And you never know who's walking in front of you. You never know who's going to be around you. You never know who's coming into that business. It could be president of a large company. I've been on post on site numerous times, not knowing who it was that I was talking to or dealing with. And they would leave, and so-and-so would say, hey, did you know who that was? No idea. Well, that was Senator so-and-so. That was the guy who owns all those car dealerships. That was so-and-so over... No. People that were important. People that might have made a difference in my life. People who might have wanted to hire my company. In their eyes, if they can't trust you, if they can't believe you, if you're always lying to your customers, if you're always lying to your coworkers, if you're always exaggerating to everyone around you, the only thing that they see is a con man, someone they can't trust, someone they can't believe in. Even when things get tough, even when an emergency comes up, how can they trust that you're going to do the right thing, that you know what to do? They don't. In their eyes, it's important that you look professional, act professional, talk professional, be professional in everything you do, especially in this business. We have many private security officers on campuses across the country, in offices, big office complexes dealing with executives and all sorts of people walking through that lobby. And there you are, half asleep, passed out on the desk, looking like a bum, looking like you're stoned. No. Maybe it's just a paycheck to you, but what you are portraying hurts our industry and will hurt you later on down the road. Hey, I'm just doing this until I get into the police academy. I heard someone say that a couple of years ago, and guess what? He didn't get into the police academy because the people that he was dealing with, they were part of the background investigation. You know, if you want to be a cop, when you go to apply for the police department, they do a thorough background check, including going to where you used to work, and they're going to ask people, what's he like? What did he do? Was he well-dressed? Was he well-mannered? Was he dependable? Was he honest? Was he believable? You don't understand. What we do today will either help us or hurt us tomorrow, next week, next year, our life. In their eyes, what do they see? What do they see? We want to thank you for being part of the Private Officer Radio Beat radio show tonight, listening from wherever it was and wherever it is that you're listening to. Of course, you can listen to all of our shows right here 24 hours a day on demand. Be sure to visit our website at privateofficer.com. We're constantly updating it. And also, you connect right there to all of our social media and our news blog. Be sure to join us on Wednesday for the LP Zone and every other Sunday for our new show called On the Legal Side. That's all for tonight. I'm going to be signing off and going back to enjoy some more Starbucks coffee. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you right back here on the radio.